Wow, I got everything working. Beautiful. All righty. Anything going on today? Anything exciting that anyone's heard of? I did hear something. Yesterday, I was reading something late about Trump being arrested in the White House or something. I don't know if there's any validity to that or not. Anyone else hear that? That's a no.
No.
I haven't heard that.
Okay. I'll see if it's still on my phone here.
There was a video today that showed a strange convoy of cars coming from the back of the White House, and nobody really knew what it was about. I didn't hear anything about a Trump arrest, so I don't know if that's connected or not.
Yeah, I don't know either.
There was a video where they couldn't even see the White House because it was covered with fog. Mm. So that's about all I saw.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we'll find out pretty soon one way or another. And if it's true, that's actually good for us because it's another piece of the puzzle. Okay.
Well, I don't know about anyone else, but I woke up this morning just extremely agitated, and I have no idea why. I've just feeling into the energy field of just like, why am I so agitated?
That was me yesterday.
Like, I don't know. There's something in the energy field.
Yeah, no.
Thanks. Past sharing it, huh? Thanks a lot, Gio.
Apparently, yeah. No, I was having a frustrating day. I was trying to install Windows 10 on a Lois's machine there, and I had a hard time all day long. I went from I had to re-download the operating system from the net because the one I had wasn't working. Then I had to burn it to a CD. Then I had to install it and had to make sure it all worked right. It was a bit of a pain, but it's working. But yeah, yesterday I was really feeling really, really, really sluggish and sort of. But we can't let those things bug us too much. So yeah, I feel
your rubber. Bad.
Yeah, actually, tell us, and I think I was talking to Luna yesterday about that, and she read somewhere or heard something that there was solar flares yesterday. Just wondering if that could have been an influence.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, there was something going on because I can go to sleep no problem. And last night I had a really hard time getting to sleep. And then I woke up really agitated. And I just like going, what's going on here? This is weird. Very out of the ordinary for me.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I'm going to have to rubber banding on my system. I don't know if it's me.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to go out and change to my iPad. Hopefully that's better.
Okay, yeah, we're having trouble with the internet, I think, all over.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi. How's Kathy?
Okay, our internet's been going in and out for about 3 weeks.
Hmm. Well, it seems to be in the weather today, so. Yeah, I had a hard time connecting myself.
It's in the air.
I had to try three times.
There's a lot of huge, noisy planes flying above us.
Yeah, well, that's more prevalent in the States than it is up here in Canada. Of course, I'm not even near, sort of near an airport, but not a big one. Whereas a lot of you guys are near a lot of the military airports.
You're near where, Jill?
I'm in Toronto, but I'm The big major airport is in Western Toronto, but I'm in Eastern Toronto. So I don't really see any of the big aircraft unless they happen to fly over my head.
Yeah, well, we live in the country and we're south of Chicago about 3 hours. Man, they are thick here, just huge. They got like six little puffs of smoke coming out behind them and great big ones.
Maybe those, we call them big Hercules aircraft. They're moving stuff around probably.
Or it could be.
Or I wouldn't be surprised.
I wish they dropped a load here.
Yeah, or better they have... The other thing is that's probably going on too is a lot of the Gitmo Express is going.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
Yeah, Luna, what did you say yesterday?
I'm having trouble. Or like,
I know I had three times I had to try, but yeah.
Where's your picture, Gio?
I don't have a picture. I have a picture.
No.
Right there.
No.
I could disappear, Gio.
He disappeared off the...
I can see you.
Gone.
Yeah, I'm there.
I'm telling you, this internet, I'm surprised that we actually got one. I had my doubts today. I really did. We've been having so much trouble.
Yeah.
We were rubber banding earlier.
Not just loading. Hmm?
Yeah, we were just talking about that earlier. It seems like everyone has been having trouble for... anywhere from a few days to a week or so. So it's,
I think a couple of weeks for us, slowly, really started slowly, you know, having to restart my computer two or three times in the daytime. But yesterday was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had my doubts that we'd be on today. So if that happens again, you guys, you know, we'll know why. Just hang tight.
It might be a very good sign.
And I've got another
another what?
Two. Finish your sentence.
Oh, precursor to
precursor to what?
Maybe our blackout that we've been waiting for. So anyway, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's fantastic news.
Yeah.
You know how lately, I don't know how many months now, we've been getting drip, drip, drip of information? Well, I actually think that flood is coming.
I do too.
That flood is coming. It's no longer drip, drip, drip. That tap is turned up full, okay? And I think this is why we're experiencing what we're experiencing. And just, you know, how we have to keep watch and listen. That's why we love having everybody, you know, tell their little tidbit that they read. And it doesn't matter where you read it. It really does. It's immaterial. It's the information that you saw is part of the puzzle piece for all of us, right? That's how we're our own digital warriors, right? You know, and we put everything together in here. And honestly, right now, the picture that I'm getting is that we are literally on top of this thing. So it's going to be great.
That's what I think, too.
Don't give up. Okay? Yeah, don't let your emotions get you because, you know, this up and down for a lot of us has been super hard. But it's taught you so much more than I can even say in words. Okay? Because that's what it's about.
It's about faith.
It's about trust, right? Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And just go with, go with the flow. That used to be my thing that I used to say years and years ago. I'm talking 25 plus years ago to my the people that I would speak to. That's all you can do, right? You have faith. Mm-hmm. So we just leave it up to the higher power. Right, to do it in his timing, because it's never on ours, no matter how much. However, it's always going to come at exactly when it's going to be the most perfect time for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've all got different timelines, I don't mean timelines in actually dimensions or anything, but I'm saying we all have our, you know, important stuff that we need when we need it, but it'll always be right when it's perfect for all of us.
Yeah. Well, one thing for sure, if you're on this ride, you're going to have a lot of patience. Go ahead there, Emily.
Well, yeah. That's
what I was just going to say, I noticed today's like Mercury goes direct. So the flow of communication now is going to be out there. So it's everything that you're saying, Luna, it's right on, you know.
Yeah, Luna. Wow, yeah.
So even the stars, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Everything is aligning. So, yeah.
Didn't you say, was it yesterday or the day before?
So, Emily, what you're saying is that communication is going to be clearer, or is it going to be more challenging?
It's going to be clearer. So it's going to flow. It's just going to keep coming. It's releasing. It's open now. Yeah. So it's all, it's like, it's all going to be open. So that's what I'm like, wow, this is amazing today. And then Trump, there was just like some stuff I saw earlier on Telegram where he's going to be getting back on, well, we already know he's on Twitter, but I mean, actually like active more, and then also Facebook. So it kind of makes you think, well, that is communication. So it just, everything just sounds so, the timing is just right there, it you is. Know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very good. Wow.
Yeah, Luna, didn't you say yesterday?
No, I was watching the West Coast Wizard.
Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, and I was watching him last night, and he said, he just throws a little tidbit in there now and then, so you got to listen to his whole spiel, but he said something, I can't wait until the 19th or midnight, the 20th, when they open the third seal. He said, you guys are all going down or something like that, talking about the cabal, the leftovers.
I've heard the date, the 19th, too, for something.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
18, 19. So I looked up the third seal, and it said something about a dragon's tail.
In Gematria, it's not the 19th backwards is 911.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is? Sure is.
119 right. Backwards is 911, and they're reversing that spell.
That's right.
Could be Julian, though. Could be right. Julian and not Gregorian. So add 13 days to timeline.
And not Gregorian. Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can open up. I've got a document on the seals. I'm just going to look it up right now just to read it perfectly.
Luna, didn't you say yesterday that there was some solar flares or something?
Oh, yeah, we've also got the solar flares that we're, you know, in the midst of, right? Which is, as far as I'm concerned, it's revving up the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the breaking of the next seal, the third seal, brings with it, an economic collapse. The fall of the Goliath world financial system as we know. And as described in Daniel 2:34, resulting in a rebalancing or a rise of a new one, a financial system of honest money, God's money, silver and gold, not fake fiat. The net result will be hyperinflation and skyrocketing food and commodity prices, the likes of which our world has never seen before. It says then in March 2020, the U.S. stock market crashed 38%, followed by a barrel of oil going to -$38 on precisely April 2020, a key date. We forecast months in advance. This crash in 2020 is a prelude to the economic collapse of 2022, God's rebalancing of the world financial system. Those who follow this time analysis will know that after May 31st, 2020, our next key cycle was September 18, which was Rosh Hashanah. Everybody might remember all of this in 2020. Mm-hmm. And this date was expected to not disappoint. On this date, the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Remember all this, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm not going to read it. It's not to do with the Evergrande and all that, but that's when this is the ride that we've been on. So it says, the coming of the third seal event will stop the elite's agenda to destroy the U.S. Constitution that was founded under God, including the removal of God from America. The elite who control the Goliath financial system are about to be caught off guard as faith and confidence in their current fiat paper debt system, specifically the U.S. dollar and bonds, is shaken. Big earthquakes coming in 2022. But I think it says, I'm going to read it a little bit more because it still talks about the Goliath financial system collapse. This year, 2022, will bring one of the biggest moves of God's spirit ever in the history of the world. One of God's biggest surprises ever to hit the elite who have manipulated the price of everything for generations. The U.S. dollar will crash and the Goliath financial system will collapse. God's people will begin to rise up in America and the world. Planting now is complete. Now comes the great harvest, gold and silver, in brackets, God's money, mm-hmm. and also Bitcoin, including many alternate cryptos, will suddenly multiply price, causing great celebration by the wise, that's in quotes, who have listened and prepared as the world suddenly awakens to a new era of time after the great shaking. Welcome to the new era, a time of prosperity to those prepared. At the same time, utter financial destruction to those working for the evil ones. This even has been long described in Proverbs 13:22. That states, a sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. The event in time will eventually be labeled the great financial collapse and overturning. Let me see. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I could go on, but I'll just leave it at that. If anybody wants a copy of this, I'd be happy to send it to you.
That's what I read too about the collapse on the 19th, the crash, the collapse.
So are they
planning? Already happened. It already happened. We're on this now that they turned up the tap. Everything's going to come out now. It's been drip, 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 but now it's going to flow, right? It's going to go the way it's supposed to. And it's going to be huge. So hold RJ, on to your seats.
RJ, go ahead.
I'll just add this. I mean, I think a lot of us know the whole thing about and never really knew what to think of the whole series of comms in a sequence with regards to this war. It's like 11-2, 11-3, 11-4, 11-5. As of 1750, January was the 11th month. So anything about our dates right now, you can transpose it from a 1, like today could be 1-19, but it can also be 11-19. Bear that in mind. And if you go Julian to Gregorian calendar today, 13 days prior, to account for the Julian date today, so it's 1-18, it's really 11-18. So 11-18 minus 13 is 11-5. So I don't know if today is 11-5 or not, but I'm just letting you know that because January doesn't have to be 1, it can be 11. Any of these days we're going through, it can be the 11-2, 11-3, 11-4, whatever. Check marks. And last night in Captain Kyle, everybody was on the same page that what's going to happen financially is imminent. Nobody thinks it's more than weeks. Most people are thinking days. And some people are really suddenly thinking that the whole scare event we've been waiting for all along could be that suddenly no one has access to their money. And, you know, the whole Biden's behind the crash. It looks like that's a very strong likelihood for the scenario we're kind of waiting for. Here's my two cents. Yeah. It resonates.
And that really will scare a lot of people. What, Becky?
I heard that too. I heard that too from Captain Kyle. I love him. He's it's funny how things, new truthers keep come popping up, and you get a new perspective between him and Major Freddie. Those two guys are new to me, and maybe everybody else. I don't know how, if they've been on for a while or just. They're just popping out in everybody's eyes to get a new perspective, because we're tired of the old truthers that may be lying truthers or whatever. But yeah, I had heard last week, and I think I presented this on the last Zoom, that something was supposed to happen on the 19th with new Social Security. Social Security. See, that was something that was dropped a week or so ago, that the 19th would start those for 6 months, would start getting a certain amount of close to that $5,000 that's going to be, I guess, a true thing for anybody over 61. So, yeah, so there's too many things out there that I'm seeing that the 19th may be a possibility, but we can hold our breath.
No, just believe.
There was a notification on Lobster that as of, I believe it's, I took a screenshot of it, as of, I think, 7 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, I forget the wording of it, but it's like there'll be an interruption in the service of Lobster as of tomorrow morning. So make of that what you want.
That would be the 19th, right?
For like 30 minutes. I'll
send a screenshot so you
can see 30 minutes. Oh.
Yeah.
Did it have a time? I think RJ, I'm sorry, I missed it. 7? Did I hear 7?
I can't remember. I saw it too, but I didn't. I thought it said something about 30 minutes, maybe 9 a.m., but it's not showing up.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I'm going to find it.
See, all sorts of things are lining up. So here we go.
Yeah, maybe
the stock market will crash at the same time.
Yeah, RJ, put that screenshot in Telegram main chat, please. Kathy.
Yeah, and also put your email for me too, because I have to send it by email. I can't, it's my own private copy of the Seven Seals. So.
Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
I can't send it any other way. Kathy.
Just like the other guy said, I'm trying to multitask here and not very good at it.
The other guy being RJ or Captain Kyle?
RJ. He said that January 19th, 911 or 119.
Yeah.
It's also the first month of the year, the 19th day, and them three numbers equal 11.
That's right.
And the wizard has had 1111 posted on his clock since November 11th.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, that's right. And we all think it's because of the 1111 phenomena, right? Which a lot of have had that as a trigger to wake up, right? Mm-hmm. The 1111.
Yep.
I know I've been hearing about it since the since 2012, probably even before that. But maybe it's not. It is a trigger. It is a trigger, but it wasn't to wake us up. It was for the awakened ones to know that it's coming now, right? The 11. So just like RJ said with the 119 or 911, right? Fabulous. Okay, so I got three people. Let me put those names down.
Boy, things are really choppy today.
7 a.m. It says 7 a.m. UTC maintenance scheduled for 30 minutes on lobster. That's funny. It didn't come up on mine. Yeah, Sharon, I already put you down because I knew you were going to ask me.
Thank you.
Luna, could I have a copy of the Seven Seals also?
Oh, Laura, yep.
Yes. You have my email address?
Yep. I do, yeah. I have only RJ's I think I didn't have, so. And yep, Talison, okay. I've got yours. I've got everybody else's. There you go. Okay, now I got RJ's too.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. I just felt back then, that was last year, sometime early last year, that I realized that this document was going to be invaluable. And it's from Bo Polny. So if anybody wants to know where it came from, that's where it came from. I didn't manifest it. But I always go by my gut, right? Love it. Everything's coming together, you know? We just have to have faith. And you're right, whoever said it, I can't remember. This process is not just about patience. It was about teaching you trust, right? And if you don't have faith, you can't have trust, right? That's the highest power that you're giving your trust to. So if you haven't got trust, you don't believe in the higher power. It's all wrapped up, belief. And we have been changing our belief system, correct? From what we were raised on, right? That was a lot of undoing that programming. When you're on this path, okay, you're undoing the programming from your family's programming, what I call generational programming, okay? That's why we are the chosen ones, right? We are the ones that stepped out of the matrix or the box, right? That they're still in, the sleeping people, right? They're still in that box. They don't see anything wrong with it. You and I didn't trust it anymore for whatever reason, right? It doesn't matter what the reason is. It could be totally different for each and every one of us. The fact is that you trusted your inner self, whether you were conscious of it or not, you trusted it. So then it kept teaching you, oh yeah, let's see how much you really trust it. Right. And so keep giving you lessons in that regard until you became solid, on solid ground. That's your foundation, right? Where nobody can shake us off now. So good for you. Kudos. Give yourselves a pat on the back. I'm proud of you.
Yep. Actually, I've been in this game for pushing now about 15 years. And the one thing I think I've really learned, I've always had it anyways, but the one thing I've really learned about all this is patience. You better have lots of patience.
Yep.
So we know
one of the things that I'm seeing, one of the things that I'm seeing in some of the truthers, they talk about how people are getting so tired. This has to happen soon, you know? And so, you know, I don't know that one truther I may follow necessarily knows the other one that's putting this out. And I realize that some of them are given misinformation or told to give misinformation, but they're following, I don't want to say a script, but they're following something to give us hope, I guess, in getting through the next phase, the next step. And, you know, it's been an interesting process. Sometimes I get mad because it's like, I hate when people give dates. And, you know, when the 19th came up yesterday or day before, I think it was yesterday that I saw on whatever station it was, or Telegram channel it was. And I said, there we go again with these damn dates, you know? And so I just kind of put that out there to, you know, because I wanted to express my opinion, you know, that's just my opinion. But so, you know, it's hopeful. We can always go to the next next level of hope and to keep our vibrations up. Like you always say, Luna, keep our vibrations up. And so I'll go with it, you know, and hopefully something will happen. And just take one day at a time. That's all
and
we can
hope
do.
Is also, yeah, but, you know, that's all part of the process. The hope part eventually becomes your truth, right? It's you believe it, right? You incorporate it. So you're not hoping anymore. You know, it becomes a knowing. And it doesn't matter about the timing because it's not on our timing. It's on God's timing, right? It's called divine time, divine timing. And we hate it, but we love it because it's always perfect, but we're just impatient. Okay. It's not that you don't have patience. It's just that we're impatient. That's a human trait. Right. And we are here as spiritual beings having a human experience. Right. So you are going to experience, you know, the, like, I can't wait anymore. And, you know, you're going to go up and down, up and, but the faith is what's going to keep you balanced, knowing, that inner knowing. So always go back to that when you're having trouble, right? Or listen. I like listening to the Bible thumpers, I call them. I love them because it just renews my, it gives me back that solid ground and then I don't have any doubts, right? It's my way of removing the ego in that, right? That really wants to tell me, oh, you're so stupid, right? It's never going to come, blah, 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 right?
Luna, did you say Bible thumpers?
Yeah.
I told my neighbor's sister that she was a Bible thumper last week. I haven't heard from her since.
I love them. Oh, no, I mean that with the greatest of respect.
I do too.
How they are interpreting what's happening right now. And you guys have heard me say, I feel like I've been walking on the pages of the Bible for the last 2 years. And mm-hmm. It wasn't until I came across these people that I realized there's something here. I'm feeling something that's actually happening, right? We are mm-hmm. who they talked about 2000 years ago. We are mm-hmm. the ones. And as our native people say, the ones we've been waiting for, we truly are. And this is like, it's the greatest thing. Go ahead, RJ. I'm sure you're going to put in some gematria in there, right?
Absolutely.
I was so happy with what you said. I forgot why I raised my hand. it'll come to me. There was something okay. I was going to add. I'll come back.
All right. Don't ever give up. Okay. Don't ever, ever give up because you are here for something so incredibly important that
okay,
my words won't even be able to convey how special it is. Go ahead.
I got it. I'm not sure if it was Captain Kyle or Negative 48, but somebody that, you know, I like to listen to and respect said it succinctly, and this is going to stick with everybody when I say it. We only get the chance to do this once. What's going to happen with the flip and whatever's going to pop and all that, it's got to be done once. It's got to be done right. It's got to be done successfully and safely. And as soon as you realize that, you go, okay. So if there's just any little thing that's not right, it can't happen, won't happen, and it'll happen when it's supposed to, because they're so genius that they know how to do it in a way that is going to be safe. It's going to be a safe landing. And literally a miracle that I want to know the thinking and the brilliance behind it, because it can't be from humans. We're not that smart. No.
Yeah. So I just opened up my book because I was going to write something in it. And I had a note here from, I don't even remember writing it, to be honest. So it's been a while. Under astrology, the title of astrology, which where this came from. So I've been listening to somebody who does astrology. They said something that I guess I felt like I needed to write it down. And it reads as follows. Volatility in the financial market is from now, which was December. So I guess it was last month that I wrote it down to July 2023. So that must mean, not that we're not going to have the crash, but it's going to, we're going to see the up and down craziness, right? Mm-hmm. From now, and it's not going to level out until July. So it's now mid-January, right? So that would be good because remember, mm-hmm. we've got a new system, right? So that new system's going to be going up and down too, right? When mm-hmm. we're on it, the backed by gold and silver, our new digital system, because that's what's going to take over the quote unquote stock market as we call it now.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to call it. Digital market, I think they should call it.
Yeah.
After, but that's, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say the other thing that we have to remember is I believe that we're going to have to crash sooner than later, but whenever it does come, there will be a marked measure of time there after the crash where there will be total chaos all over the planet, literally. And mm-hmm. that's also what they're probably talking about as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True.
People but are going to freak
yeah,
out.
Yeah, at least we're aware of it.
All that to me is a scare event in itself. That is a scare event in itself because people are going to think that they've lost their their money and their marbles yep. at the same time. And so marbles, yeah, I yeah. agree. That's definitely a good one. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be more worried about the money.
Did you all see where Yellen yeah. sent out a letter to the governors that they were going to use the funds from the pensions, the federal pensions?
Yeah, starting out again, trying to scare us, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't buy into it. Remember, it's just a movie. It's yeah. just a movie. It's just a movie. For them, they feel it's their real life, which is why they'll be afraid. Right. But we won't be because that's we right. know that that's the thing that we're waiting for in order for mm-hmm. the flip to happen, right? So
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we have to remember that.
That's good piece of news, Sharon.
Yeah, the cabal, most of the cabal are gone. They're just doing a mop up right now. So everything that we're seeing right now in mainstream media in terms of negativity, it's all part of the drama show. It's not for us. It's just it is for us in the sense that it gives us a marker, something to put the pieces together a little bit. But it's more meant for
the
sleeping public. Internet is very slow.
What do you think the sleeping ones are saying about the yes, about the meat that is supposedly going to be injected with the mRNA and put in the market?
Well, they're asleep, so they'll never know it. They'll eat it anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
Taliesin says it beautifully. Be still and know I am dwelling in delicious chaos. For a change, right? It gives it a whole different spin, doesn't it, Taliesin? Yes, it does. It's beautiful. Prophetic words.
We're all living a delicious humongous chaos. Part of history, and we are very, very lucky to be able to be here at this time.
To be awake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be awake and to be the forerunners, right?
Yep.
Did you coin that phrase, Taliesin?
I coined that phrase when I was studying cranial sacral therapy. I studied for the teacher for a year, and not only receiving cranial sacral, but also administering cranial sacral. And I came out of a session one time, and that saying just was like, "Oh my God, out of chaos comes perfect." You just have to go with it, be still and just let it happen. Everything mm-hmm. has to have chaos to realign. So this is where we're at. That's how I see it.
That goes in line with what I used to teach as well, which is go with the flow, right? Because mm-hmm. just think of the flow as being water. Okay, you're in water. So when the waves are crashing, okay, if you just kind of go with it, right? Mm-hmm. You'll go up, down, up, down. But if you fight it, you create more waves, right, on mm-hmm. the side. Then it becomes chaotic, and your hands are, you know, going everywhere, and you're struggling to stay up, right, to stay afloat or to stay alive. So chaos is all over the place. Okay, you have to be still and just let it almost wash over you, right, or wash you and carry you where it's meant to go. You can't stop it. It's going to go where it's going to go anyway, whether you fight it or not. But if you fight it, you technically lose your life, right, or some part of it, which, and that's fear, right? That's the fear. Mm-hmm. So just go with the flow. Whatever's happening, just acknowledge it. I see you, I feel you, I hear you, right? And then just trust, right? Yeah, it always goes back mm-hmm. to that trust. Because if you have that trust, right? Yeah. That's your foundation, right? That, nothing can kick you off either way, right?
Yeah, right. That is basic, actually, law of attraction, energy stuff, right? Same thing, just a different format.
Yeah, it goes along with what we've been talking about, how we learning how to not react.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It really does. Yes.
Yeah. We talk about that on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock all the time.
Teach yourself that and really, really understand the concept of it. That's right. Sunday at 8 is when we usually do those teachings, because it's so crucial for all of your life. Right? It will carry you in ways that will give you peace in your soul. Right? So.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Beautiful. Love what arises. Yeah. Yeah. And we do, because it's perfect and it's divine. Right? Because that's the only way it's going to go. It's the way our master, right? Our Lord and Master says we are powerful and all that, but we can't override that, right? Yep. It is what it is. So mm-hmm. whatever will be, right? Que sera, sera. I used to love that when I was a kid. That beautiful song. Whatever will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my daughter actually had that tattooed on her arm. It's across her wrist, and she had me write que sera, sera. So I used to say it all the time when she was growing up. She's my youngest and a school teacher now, and she asked me one day, she said, "Mommy, can you write in your handwriting que sera, sera?" And that's what I did, and so that's what she's got, my handwriting on her arm.
Nice.
Well, she didn't tell me what she was going to do. Yeah. Yeah. Her first tattoo was apparently my favorite flower. And I said to her, "Oh, is it?" I didn't remember that was my favorite flower, but she remembers it from, you know, her childhood, right? Mm-hmm. So, and she had it painted purple because that was my favorite color. And I can't remember if it's a dahlia or whatever, but it looks something similar to a dahlia, the flower. But I swear I don't remember telling her that was my favorite flower. In that moment, I guess I did.
They all are, remember, aren't they?
Right?
Mm-hmm. All the flowers are
didn't
favorites.
Didn't you find out when you were growing up, after you grew up and you would go back to talk to your parents, for me, my mother in particular, and say, "Ma, I remember da 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 da," and she would remember something totally different than what I remembered. Did you guys come across that?
Yeah. Well, they'd say, "I don't remember saying that."
Is it because we were on different? Yeah. Well, or doing it or whatever, but nothing that I remembered the way I remembered it.
Isn't that
mother would say, yeah.
Is right. That not called the it Mandela was always, effect? No,
that's not the way.
Is that the Mandela effect?
But with everything that happened, with everything in my life that happened, every incident?
I think they could be the same, but they don't have to be. They could be distinguished. because the Mandela effect could be, you know, two contemporaries who are experiencing things, you know, simultaneously and maybe the same age and can compare notes and see a difference. But then you're talking about a child versus a parent. I mean, the parent rationalizes all these things that they do in their parental way. And the child is, you know, a young pup just having a pure reaction to things. Yeah. So I think it's who we are more than Mandela. Mandela, I'd say different.
I've had that happen to me too, Luna, and a lot with my mom. It's funny you say that. And then I'm thinking, what in the world? And then it's almost like I would feel the complete opposite of what she remembered. And I'm like, I just don't get it. And it's like, did she ever listen to me? I mean, it's always, I've had that my whole life, you know, even now, it's crazy.
I'm finding that with my girls.
I think of it this way. RJ, see if you agree. You have that with your girls, Becky?
I'm finding that with my girls. They'll say, Mom, do you remember such and such? And I'm going, it's like, no, it was like, I feel bad because, you know, we're talking about our mothers and how we had something, you know, we remember, and now I'm having this same scenario with my girls. It's like, oh gosh, I'm getting older.
Me too. No, Becky, I'm having the same issue with my daughters. This is what made me think of it, to speak about it, right? It's not just because of my mom, but it's happening with my daughters. So with my mom, I was thinking, well, that makes sense because we were never really seen, right? Neither were we heard, right? Because nobody wanted to hear the truth, right? But with my daughters, that wasn't the case. I always listened to, well, I can't say always because I was very distracted when I was much younger. And so I'm not going to say that every single time, just like you, Becky, right? We were, you know, especially if you were single, and, you know, you're raising your family by yourself. So a lot of responsibilities and, you know, all, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know. So that doesn't fit what I said about, you know, us not being seen or heard. So I don't know what it is. That's just something really to ponder, I guess. And if anybody thinks of anything, please share or, you know, post it on Telegram. Oh, by the way,
I'm gonna share,
you know, our conversation in the Zoom today, this is the thought. Go ahead.
Everybody is welcome to laugh.
Go ahead, RJ.
I'm on the other side of this nonsense, but you're absolutely welcome to laugh, believe it or not, because I have to laugh at it now. It's so profound and stupid, and you'll get it. So years ago, before my mother passed, I said to her something about, you know, the teacher I told you about who molested me in the Saturday morning music lesson. And she literally searches the air and goes, oh, I forgot you told me that. So that's just not cuckoo. Wow. I don't know what is. You know, of course, it was devastating at the time, but now I laugh at it because it's so effing retarded. Your mom doesn't remember that you told her that you were molested by a teacher when you were 10. Who is that? You're not my mom. That's why I divorced my mom.
Wow.
But I just wanted...
Could she have been in dementia at that time? Maybe?
She had NPD. She was narcissistic personality disorder. Absolutely. You know, and I will tell you, it's a gift. It is a gift. I learned so much about narcissism and NPD. It just, you know what I mean? When you've learned something really tough, you survive something tough, it elevates you. So the elevation now, I'm allowed to laugh at it. I got a little helium in my brain just saying that. Remember, Molly, I told you I was molested on teacher? I forgot you told me that.
I just wanted to add this conversation, you know, why do people have different memories or they don't remember that conversation? This comes from nonviolent communication education that I took. And it's about how we communicate. It's about when you're present and you really are listening to someone, then you get the message. But a lot of times we teach people in nonviolent communication to, especially couples that are having troubles or partners, to listen to what the person says and then take the time to repeat it back and go, this is what I heard you say. And see, people don't do that. And so the information, what you're saying goes through their filter, their lens, and then they imprint it on what they heard. And there's no guarantee that it's actually what you said. It's what they interpreted. And that's what goes in the memory banks. Just my two cents.
Yeah, it's very similar to when you're at school and you did the old game trick where, you know, there's 20 people in a row or a semicircle and you start a message at one end. By the time it gets to the other end, the message has totally changed to something else.
Exactly.
All right, let's... let's take a moment here and just ask everyone if they have any questions at all about anything, any concerns, whatever. No questions? Carry on.
RJ, his comment, some filters are brick walls. Yep. I get that. I really do.
I heard tomorrow Lobster is going to be down for maintenance, you guys. Down
yes,
for maintenance.
Heard. And that goes in line with something else, Patty, that we talked about the 19th, that date somebody
yes.
said was, I don't remember what exactly, but that was supposed to be a significant date. So
the 19th,
we're all anxiously
and then the
looking forward to this.
The 21st, I think there's something about the 21st to me. I don't know. It's
okay. Well, we shall see. It's getting very exciting is all I know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Great.
Here's a fun chunk of gematria. And I don't know if it means anything or what it means, but if you go to 2 days ago, it was 116, 116. If you flip that and go upside down, you can turn it into 911. And 13 days after that day, which is again 116, is 129. And you can take the 2 and the 9 and add them and get 11. And because we're really not in month 1, we're in month 11, you then have 11-11. So you can then literally make a link between a reverse 9/11 and an 11/11, which is Kennedy's EO, as we know. There's just another thing to sort of disturb you until it either does or doesn't happen. And you're welcome.
Don't you love numbers?
Hey, I just saw a post about Bank of America customers complaining about money missing from their accounts.
Ooh.
Has anyone seen?
That's funny.
Might have a bit of a bail in there.
We can expect more and more. Yep.
I thought I saw something today that all banks were going to recall all their loans. I saw it on a post somewhere.
Yeah,
I heard that.
That's also crazy.
Yeah, that's that's something banks.
That all these banks.
Well, good luck trying to collect it.
Yeah, I don't think too much of that's going to happen this time, although it may happen a little bit. That's what happened back in the last big stock market crash in 1929. The world elite right after that convinced the banks to call all their mortgages back. And then right after they did that, the world elite behind that went and scooped up all the houses and businesses and buildings for dirt cheap. But I don't think it's going to happen too much this time. because it is happening, but I believe it's part of the game. Because the White Hats are in control.
Well, do you think it could happen? And that's their way of starting off Nassara Jassara? Did it that way before, but this way, you know, it could be just the reverse.
Yeah, I think we have to remember is everything that the White Hats are doing right now is for the show. So we also know that history repeats itself again and again. So, and this is what the White Hats are doing. They're repeating history, sort of like to get people's attention, if you will. And it's obviously catching a few people's attention. caught yours. So it's all good.
Well, for them to recall their mortgages, the way I read it anyway, it's just them knowing what's coming with the Jubilee, and they're trying to get ahead of the ball. That's my thinking.
Yeah, that could be true.
People that are silly enough not to know what's coming and they actually, you know, like paid off their mortgage or did something silly. I don't know. It just seems logical.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a big different mixed mash of corporate money, greed, and turnabouts of things just turning out differently or what we expect. So I don't know. We'll find out. I do agree with you. It's we got a bit of both going on. Anything else? Anybody? RJ.
Okay, so I've been trying all this time while you guys have been talking to send something, and I can't connect to my mail server.
It's very slow right now.
So
everything is slow.
I keep trying throughout the day, people. Go ahead, RJ. Yep.
I'm surprised that this.
I'm trying to think of stuff I can say that I know that I can you hear me?
Yeah.
Stuff that I noticed here in the last several days. So in the last several days, I can say I could maybe be piecing it together that I think some of us have heard that in order for you to receive your Jassara funds, you have to go back to your home country. So from my health food store, two of the employees there all of a sudden went back to Nepal. I texted one of them, didn't get a response. One story is father-in-law heart attack. The other story is something involving the plane crash there. I think actually all these events that happen where you see it's multiple deaths reported, my guess is that will justify the death of many more people than that. And you'll probably never see a list of those killed in these events. Because in every area you have people getting taken out. And I think, you know, one of the things they're doing is just suppressing all the raw data so that it's not overwhelming for people. And then I'm in a little place where I get my key, and the two girls behind the counter are both going back to their home countries. One's going to Canada, one's going to the DR. And as they're sharing that with each other, all of a sudden this New York cabal yucky thing in front of them goes, oh, we're leaving in a few days too, and we're leaving on Thursday. And what's funny is that the three of them, then they're all like two in front of me, one to my left. I look at the three of them, they're all going, oh, isn't that interesting, we're all leaving. And I thought, and I'm cringing noticing how all three of you are looking at each other awkwardly, and you all seem to be aware that you aren't going to say anything and probably can't say anything about why you're really going. That was just in my mind, but that was my gut instinct. So for me to all of a sudden go, all right, ka-ching, gone, 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 gone. I think when you live in a city like this and all of a sudden it's like, boop, 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 boop. That might be a really strong indication that they got to get home on time. That's my gut.
Yeah, but how would they know? I hear where you're coming from, but it's like, how would they know yet to go back to their country, because if they're not awake,
it's kind of simple. There's either something that they're told that they believe it's not true, or they're told just enough. And then once they are told that just enough, it might be then time for NDA. Oh, and by the way, you know, you have to go home, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, you know, I don't know. Don't tell anybody. Don't give anybody any indication. And I don't know. It seems like there's two fairly simple ways to kind of explain that, because there's things that we can't know, shouldn't know. But I have been looking for any signs of that, of people who seem to be going back to their countries. And because I live in this city, I'm probably more likely to be able to physically lay eyes and get the stories of more people than your average person who's living, you know, not in a city like this, especially this city. So,
yeah.
Let my gut be right, Becky. Please.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Cause I, you know, I mean, Dayton is enough, no man's, you know, it's a junk town, trash town. I'm just waiting, you know, what's going to happen when this hits, because there's still so much drugs and trafficking out on the street that, you know, I know that that is kind of a passion to me, is human trafficking has been my passion for about 4 years. You know, it's still so, I went to a conference last Saturday night, and the girl that gave her testimony was so out. I mean, she was so good. She was sold by her mother at age 3, and she's in her late 30s now, but age 3, she was sold to a immigrant, a Mexican family, a South American family, that was here in the United States. She thought those were her parents. And from day one, that man abused her, abused her, abused her. And so it just broke my heart to hear her, but she was so good in her testimony, because like she said, the percentage of human trafficking survivors is like 7%. And for her to be there telling this story, she was beautiful and awesome. So I, you know, after that, I'm like, okay, Lord, what's going on here with the human trafficking? Because I know that that has been the goal ever since 17, when Trump signed that order, and Ivanka, I guess, is heading all this up. You know, it, and I know that it's so deep, tunnel deep, you know, tunnels. But why am I still hearing and seeing that, on the surface in Dayton, Ohio? You know, I'm just kind of like throwing that out there on thoughts.
I think, it's probably part of the drama show. I think they're still rescuing kids. In the dumps, there's probably still, you know, a little bit of cleanup there to do, but a lot of what we're starting to see now is more for the sleeping public, not for us, because we're already aware of all this stuff. Becky, do we still have a lot of planes going in and out of the airport?
You were rubber banding really, really bad, Gio, but no, the last couple of days, I haven't seen or heard much activity here in at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Okay. Well, I guess things are starting to slow down then a little bit. That's okay.
It's quieter here, too.
Must be the quiet before the storm. it's all good. Does anybody else have anything they want to talk about, or do we want to call it an early day? We're having a hard time with this internet connection anyways. We're good?
Up to you, Gio.
Okay, well, if no one else has...
my friend.
Well, if anyone else doesn't have anything to talk about, then we can we can call it an early day because we're having a hard time with the internet in anyways, right? All right, let's call it a day.